是不给你委，把你的话传讲清楚，奉耶稣基督的圣名求，阿们。我们现在没有机会读你们的题目，所以一看到什么题目就马上回答，好不好？那如果你不同意，你有读，我也有自由不同意你对我。我们现在开始。对末世论，你认为是绝对的教义，或是相对的教义？
Eschatology, is this absolute or relative?
末世论这个 eschatos, 希腊的意思就是最后、终点，就是末后的日子。
Eschatology refers to the last days.
那么一定有世界末日吗？
有。There definitely will be a last day for the earth.
不但从圣经的论调有世界末日。
Not only does the Bible tells us this.
从物质的融化，太阳的烧尽。有世界末日。
From the way the earth is moving, the way sun is moving.
星球可能的冲撞，使这个地球的干枯的这个资源的干耗是有世界末日。
From the possibility of a collision between the planets.
照着现在的科学理论。
So based on the scientific theories today.
整个地球的暖化 ，global warming。
Global warming,
还有 global dimming, 你没有听过这个词
？And global dimming
就是最新的发现
，a new discovery.
这是ozone的事情。
All these things about the ozone.
有一些的科学家已经非常悲观了。
Some scientists are pessimistic.
包括 Stephen Hawking,
including Stephen Hawking.
如果我没有记错，他想人类在这个地球可能不会再有一两百年可以活下去。
He believes that maybe the earth will not last another 200 years.
所以末世的来到是绝对一定会有的。
So the last day will come.
那么你说末世论是绝对或者相对，我就不知道你在问什么了。
I do not know what you mean by whether it's absolute or relative.
基督教解经里面对末世论有四种的看法。
There are four different types of explanation in the Bible.
先几年前派。
It's a pre-millennium.
千禧年后派。
Post-millennium.
有千禧年这个灾难中期派。
In the midst of millennium,
有五千几年派
millennium,
有很多种不同的派别
many different theories,
每一种的派别都不能说是绝对的绝对
We cannot say everyone is an absolute one
归正神学对末世论多数是站在五千几年派的
But most reform understanding is that there is no millennium
为什么呢
Why?
因为圣经所讲的数目你不能按照数目就这样说，就是那个日子。
Because when the Bible has a number, it may not be literal.
所以呢，从马丁路德、加文、Melanchthon、Bullinger、Theodor Beza 这个 Melanchthon 这些最重要的改教家，没有一个是相信千禧年的。
All the important reform leaders did not believe in the millennium.
千禧年的这种思想
，the thoughts of the millennium，
体现着犹太人的一种思想。
It's actually Jewish in its origin.
到了十九世纪福音派反新派的运动的时候
，When the evangelical tried to fight against the liberals,
变成一个很时髦的思想。
It became very popular.
那么这个东西呢，不一定就是圣经字面的解释。
But it's not a literal translation.
所以呢，我们不要被字句所捆绑。
So let us not be constrained by the literal word.
经意其明明白。
We want to understand it from its spirit.
这问题我就到这个地方。
And this is how I answer this question.
那唐牧师，请问可以不可以讲解一下灵恩派运动的起源、发展和现状？三个钟头，我不答。你们以为发一个问题，那什么就解决了啊？你的一个问题，我可以讲几个钟头的讲座。你一个问题，我也可以讲一连讲十天讲不完。我不是跟你开玩笑。
This question has very long implications about the origin of the charismatic movement.
请你告诉我什么叫做三位一体。
Someone wrote a question. Can you tell me about the three gods?
问的人都不知道他正在问什么。
I think the questioner did not know what he's asking.
后来我就用六个钟头讲三位一体，一个神学讲座，在 Jakarta 参加的人3600个人。
I did this for 6 hours in Jakarta, 3,600.
你们这里免费都不来 ，Jakarta 要付钱，要早报名排队进来挂牌的。
In Jakarta, they had to pay a fee to come in.
新加坡是很可怜的，不过新加坡的心比较新一点，就是你们对灵性的追求，教会的光景是很可怜的。
Singaporeans have a very bad attitude towards spirituality.
你们最大的教会都是没有真理可以听的教会。
Your largest church are the church without the truth.
都是做生意。的办法带到树林工作里面的教会。
And they use marketing ways to bring people into the church.
你要在这几天里面求助兴起一批的人。
So in these few days, ask the Lord raise a group of people.
咬紧牙根。
Who will be determined.
把整个教会带回正统。
to bring the church back to orthodoxy.
这个场子征战太大了。
This is a great battle indeed.
灵恩派是一个什么宗派呢？
What is charismatism?
灵恩派的信仰是怎样的信仰？
What sort of faith is this?
他们说他们的信仰是使徒信仰。
They say that their faith is apostolic.
什么叫做使徒信仰？
What does apostolic faith mean?
灵恩派的人根本不要念使徒信经。
But they will not read the Apostles' Creed.
因为他们所谓的使徒信仰就是四件事。
They have four references.
医病、赶鬼、行神迹、
science,
讲方言。
And tongues.
他有这四样叫做使徒信仰。
They say these are apostolic faith.
这四样不是绝对的东西。
But these are not absolute.
所以呢，施洗约翰一生没有行过一次神迹。
John the Baptist did not perform a single sign.
圣经也没有告诉我们耶稣基督曾经讲过方言。
The Bible also did not say Jesus spoke in tongues.
耶稣基督跟约翰都是从生出来就被圣灵充满。
But both were filled with the Holy Spirit from the day they were born. Before they were born.
上帝用圣灵膏抹耶稣是没有限量的。
And God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit without limit.
本身就是圣父借着圣灵差遣的圣子。
He is the Son of God sent by the Father and the Spirit.
施洗约翰是唯一在历史上从母腹里面就被圣灵充满的人。
John the Baptist is the only one in the history of man filled with the Holy Spirit in his mother's womb.
所以呢，耶稣基督行了35次神迹。
Jesus Christ has 35 recorded miracles.
施洗约翰一次神迹都没有行。
But John the Baptist not one.
这表示这些是神迹，不是绝对。
Therefore, these are not absolute things.
使徒信仰是什么意思呢？
But apostolic faith
就是使徒信经所记载下来的12条。
Are the 12 things in the Apostles' Creed?
这是真正使徒信仰的传统。
These are the true tradition of apostolic faith.
使徒行传第二章告诉我们。
Acts chapter 2 says.
他们坚守、恒守使徒的教训。
They held fast to the teachings of the apostles.
使徒的教训是 doctrinal, 是教义的问题。
It is a question of doctrine.
不是信仰、祈祷产生的果效的问题。
And not about fruits of your faith.
灵恩派从1901年。
The charismatics from 1901.
Topeka 开始。
Started in a place called Topeka, one person.
到1905年。
By 1905.
Los Angeles Azusa Street.
In Azusa Street of San Francisco, a group of people gathered.
1989年
in 1989,
根据 Professor Peter Wagner 的报告
，based on Peter Wagner,
变成2,380,000人。
There should be 238 million people.
是二十世纪发展最快的教会。
The greatest growth in the church.
灵恩派就一共分成三波。
There are three waves in charismatism.
第一波
，the first wave,
他们就注重医病。恩赐在这个神迹以及说方言的事情。
Place emphasis on healing and signs and tongues.
然后呢
？And then
他们就建立了一些叫灵圣灵教会的。
There are some Church of the Holy Spirit being set up.
第二期的时候
，By the second wave，
他们就不建教会，就进到圣公会、卫理公会、浸信会、长老会。每一个宗派进去参透到教会，使大家都变成灵恩的。
What they did was they infiltrated the main denomination of the Anglican and the Methodist.
坚信这才叫做圣灵的工作。
They believe this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
神迹医病成就才叫做圣灵的能力。
And that the power of the Spirit is seen in signs and wonders.
但是圣经的教训不是这样。
But this is not what the Bible says.
耶稣基督说到那日就是末世的时候。
Jesus Christ said, "When that day comes, the last day."
有很多人到他面前说：“主啊，我不是奉你名赶鬼，我不是奉你名行神迹吗？”耶稣说：“你们这些作恶的人，离开我去！我从来未曾认识你们。”
Many people will say, "Lord, did we not work great wonders in your name?" And Jesus said, "Depart from me, you evildoers."
所以所谓的使徒信仰。
So the apostolic faith
根本不是那些东西。
It's not these things.
所以他们乱了这个事情。
So they are wrong in this area.
第二样。
Second.
到了第三波的时候。
When the third wave came,
他们就开始有一些另外的一种超然的形象。
They started to have supernatural phenomena.
他们就更乱了。
And it was more confusing.
所以他们就产生了圣笑运动 ，Toronto Movement.
So there is this Toronto blessing, holy laughter.
这些人就躺在地上，被所谓圣灵充满，大大哈哈笑笑几个钟头。
And they may laugh for hours by lying on the floor.
而且就向后倒，从来没有向前倒的。
And fall backwards, never be forward.
圣经讲，似乎我就向前匍匐倒下来。
The Bible says we fall straight forward in ministry and worship.
所以四活物
of the four living beings prostrate.
所以这些活物呢，在天上它向上帝匍匐下来的时候
，these four living beings prostrate before God，
都是向前倒下来
，bow forward，
而且是清醒的
，and are very clear in mind。
灵恩派所谓被圣灵充满，都是向后倒，而且都是沉睡。
But the charismatic feeling of the Holy Spirit fell backwards and also unconscious.
自己笑，自己不知道在笑什么。
And they're not conscious as to what they are doing.
这种好像超自然的现象。
It seems to be supernatural.
绝对没有圣经的根据。
But it is not biblical.
Yes, totally non-biblical and non-Christian.
根本不是从圣经来，也不是基督教。
已经有了最好听的基督教的名称。
But they use the best Christian terms.
这是完全跟圣经的教训违背的。
It is against biblical teachings.
而且他们注重今世的成功。
They emphasize on the success in this lifetime.
现在的富有。
The prosperity today.
得到很多的钱财。
To get a lot of wealth.
就叫做上帝的赐福。
And we say this is the grace of God.
所以这种信仰。
Such kind of faith.
使他们的会友有人因为 cancer 死的时候，他们没有办法解释，所以他们到坟墓前送他们的弟兄姊妹上墓场的时候。都是像丧家之狗一样，完全没有盼望。
Create a situation where they cannot explain why people will die of cancer and they will be very disappointed when they have a funeral.
他们最喜欢讲的，神的医治，神的赐福，我成功，这个叫做为主做见证。
They want to bear testimony by talking about the grace of God's success in life.
但是圣经讲的见证，为基督的死以复活做见证，是用福音做见证。
But the Bible talks about testimony being testimony of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
不是成功神学的事情，物质上成就的事情。
Not about material success in our lives.
就是很大的歪曲。
So this is a very big error.
这种教会一定很兴旺。
But this sort of church will be very strong.
很多人盼望的宗教就是这样。
Many people want such religion.
他们要一个有求必应的上帝。
They want a God that will give them anything they want.
他们要一个万事顺利的信仰。
Or faith that will give them a smooth journey in their lives.
子孙兴隆的世代。
A generation where the descendants are wealthy.
他们要一个生意包赚的这种局面。
Or business that will always be prosperous.
那种神。那种恩，从那种应许，就配合了这些自私自利的有钱人的盼望的这种心意。
So this sort of God, this sort of faith, this sort of grace is for those who are very self-centered.
你不奇怪灵恩派最喜欢的亚比斯的祷告。
So do not be surprised that they like the prayer of Jabez.
你们知道亚比斯祷告这本书的情绪怎么看？
Those who know this book, the prayer of Jabez, raise your hand.
我告诉你，这本书没有价值的。
There is no value in this book.
因为门徒问耶稣我们怎么祷告，耶稣不是你们看旧约亚比斯怎么祷告？耶稣说：“你们祷告要这么说，我们在天上的父，愿人尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，地上如同行在天上。”最后说：“国度全地永远都是你的。”
The Lord taught the apostles the Lord's prayer, not the prayer of Jabez.
灵恩派不叫人主祷文，叫人亚比斯的祷告。
But the charismatic would teach the prayer of Jabez, not the Lord's prayer.
那样一本书会卖两三百万本。
And millions of the books were sold.
为什么？因为很多小亚比斯在等发财。
Because a lot of small Jabez are waiting for prosperity.
那种祷告就适合他们，他们是要上帝听他的，不是他听上帝。
This prayer is for God to listen to us, not the other way around.
刚才已经对你说了。
I already said to you.
神本的宗教或者人本的宗教。
A God-centered faith or man-centered faith.
神本的信仰或者人本的信仰。
A God-centered faith or man-centered faith.
神本的教会或者人本的教会。
A church that is God-centered or man-centered.
如果你真清楚。听清楚这几天要你做什么。
If you are clear about the messages this few evenings,
你要知道你要预备穿上全备的军装，全副的军服来参与征战。
You will know that you have been called into battle by wearing all the armor that God has given to you.
按照预定论，不得救是人不被上帝拣选，那上帝岂不是希望万人得救吗？
Based on the theory of based on the doctrine of election, those who are not saved.Will not be chosen by God, but didn't God want all to be saved?
你怎么解释万人得救啊？
What does it mean for all to be saved?
上帝愿意万人的所有的人得救吗？
God is willing that all be saved.
你这样解释哈？
Is that
你说是啊，就是这样解释。
You say yes.
那我问你，
My question is,
圣经说奥古斯都做皇帝的时候，
The Bible says when Augustus was king,
天下所有的人都回到自己的乡村报名上车。
All the people returned to their villages for the census.
所有的人。
All the people.
那么那个时候汉朝的中国人都也回家乡去报名上车吗？
Does that mean the Chinese in the Han Dynasty returned home?
所有的人嘛。
All the people.
所以你解经的时候，你是选择所有的人在这里出现，不包括中国，在哪里出现，包括新加坡，在哪里出现，所有的人。
So you're very selective when you use the word all.
圣经讲 all 这个字的时候，
When the Bible uses the word all,
因一人犯罪，
One person has sinned,
众人都犯了罪。
All have sinned.
因为一人复活。
Because one is resurrected.
众人都复活。
All will be raised.
在亚当里。
In Adam.
众人都死了。
All are dead.
在基督里。
In Christ.
众人都复活了。
All have been resurrected.
那么请问，因为耶稣复活，全世界人都会得救都复活吗？
Does that mean that because Jesus is resurrected, all in the world will be resurrected?
没有。
No.
所以呢，罗马书五章十二节到二十一节那一段的 all。你是解释成只有在基督里才会复活。
So in chapter 5 of Romans verse 12 to 21, all refers to those who are in Christ.
保罗说他愿意万人得救的 all， 你就解释所有的人上帝都要他得救，所以你的解经是二元分化。
So your exposition when you talk about all is actually dualistic in nature.
不但普通的基督徒，有的人做了传道还是这样解经法。
Not only normal Christians will look at it this way, many preachers also mistaken about this.
所以你看见圣经的 all， 你就用你自己的这些大概是属于，那些大概不是属于，你是乱解一场，你懂不懂？
So when we see the word all, we often explain it differently.
所以那个天下的人都报名上车。
So when he says that all went to have their name registered,
是指罗马帝国的天下的人。
It refers to all who were within the Roman Empire.
凡有血气的都要被洪水灭绝。
All will be destroyed by the flood.
那是指当时的世界在那一地区整个洪水灭绝。
Refers to the world at that time in that region.
他愿意万人得救。
He is willing that all be saved.
不要一个人沉沦。
Not one will be lost.
是指所有凡被预定被拣选的人，没有一个毁灭亡。
It refers to all who have been elected to be saved.
所以耶稣基督说。
So Jesus Christ said.
凡父所赐给我的人。
That which the Father has given to me,
没有一个会灭亡的。
I will not lose even one.
我要保守他们，没有一个失落的。
I will preserve them till the end. I will not lose even one.
这句 all 的前面是反复所赐给我的。
Before this, he says all that the Father has given to me.
这样你知道里面有一个 limit.
So there is a selective limit.
这个限制。
There is a constraint.
上帝的智慧。
That in the wisdom of God.
圣经里面其他的经文佐证这些事。
And the other purposes show us this.
上帝说：“我要恩待谁就恩待谁。”
God say, "I will give grace to whom I will give grace."
怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
I will give mercy to whom I give mercy.
我现在给你一个挑战。
I give you a challenge now.
如果上帝愿意万人得救，是指所有的人都得救的话。
If indeed God wants the entire world to be saved.
那为什么上帝不给每一个人都有听福音的机会呢？
Why is it then that not everyone will get to hear the gospel?
现在你马上回答。
Answer me now.
有没有一些人到死没有听福音的机会？
Are there people who will never ever hear the gospel?
有没有？有没有？是不是每一个人一定有机会听福音？有没有？
Is it everyone will get to hear the gospel?
有没有一些人从来没有听福音一次的机会？有没有？
Are there people who will never ever hear the gospel?
如果有，
If there is,
上帝要他得救又不给他听机会，这个上帝是不是假冒伪善的上帝啊？
Isn't this God hypocritical if he wants him to be saved but not preach the gospel to him?
我再说，
I say again，
如果上帝要每一个人都得救，
If God wants everyone to be saved，
为什么上帝连给他听福音一次的机会都不给他？
Why would God not even give him one opportunity to listen？
上帝，我愿意他得救，但是我不给他听到的机会，一定是假冒伪善的上帝。
This cannot be a， this must be a hypocritical God。
所以你不要因你一种一厢情愿的信仰，把上帝陷在一个罪恶的中间。
So do not be one-sided in your thinking process and create a situation where God is
sinning. 我只能说上帝，我不明白。
I can only say, God, I do not understand this.
你愿意万人得救
？That you are willing that all
be saved. 你所讲的万人
，But this all
就是我的儿子被高举起来的时候，就是因为万人归向他，就是那些信耶稣基督那些万人。没有一个没有。
Refer to all who will come when the sun is lifted up and all are attracted to him.
当你听我讲到跟你几十年的基督教信仰的观念完全不同的时候。
When you listen to me and my concept is different from the concepts you are used to.
我请求你好好再思考，好好再检讨，好好再对照圣经所有相关经文。
I request that you study the Bible carefully, especially the general principle of the entire Bible.
这个时候不是斗气的时候。
And this is not just for argument's sake.
我信了几十年，怎么可以错？难道你一讲我就要服你？我不是唐米，你懂不懂？我不要你做唐米。
I don't want you to just follow us blindly.
让我们有几十年的观念，你发现和圣经不同的地方有发现的时候。不是丢掉圣经，是丢掉你的错误的事。
When we discover that our thoughts are different from the Bible, it's not that you abandon the Bible, you should abandon your thoughts.
你说为什么你说我的错误思想？为什么不是你的错误思想？你提出你对的思想给我看。
Why do you say I'm wrong and not you are wrong? But you got to give me the reason.
可以继续再讨论一下。
Then we can discuss further.
因为真理是越辩越明的。
the truth will become clearer with debates.
千万不要固执成见。
Do not be stubborn.
为什么路德宗跟长老宗终于不能合起来呢？
Why is it that the Lutherans cannot get together with the Presbyterians?
因为马丁路德的部下。
Because the followers of Martin Luther.
认为马丁路德才是唯一的正统。
Thought that Martin Luther is the only orthodoxy.
你们加文宗是后来才赶上来的。
That the Calvinists came later.
所以我们无论我是老大哥，我们都是对的。
So we are always right.
后来呢，在路德宗里面有一个人叫做麦兰顿 （Melanchthon）。
But in the Lutheran, there's a Melanchthon.
这根本是对的。
He thought not right.
所以他就自己跑到加文那边去。
So he went to John Calvin.
跟他讨论，盼望改教运动会合一，不要分门别类。
To discuss with him so that there's unity in the Reformation.
后来他发现加文的思想太精密，而且太好了。
And he realized that John Calvin's thought was so precise.
回去路德会那里劝解，使大家可以好好合作。
He returned to the Lutheran Church and asked them to combine and work hard.
他们都不接受他。
But they did not accept.
为什么呢？
Why?
那我比你老辈。
Because I'm more senior.
我比你更早。
I'm earlier than you.
人性的傲慢产生了不能和谐的。
So human arrogance bring about uncompromising attitude.
卫斯理是为什么不愿意接受议定论？是不是他不能明白，或者他因为是老气横秋，比怀德菲更大十多岁，所以他有这种的反应？我不知道。
I do not know why John Wesley would not accept this. Maybe he thinks he's more senior.
我告诉你，
I tell you this.
人有一个败坏的本性。
We have a fallen nature.
倚老卖老。
We think that we are senior, we should be right.
常不愿意附在真理下面。
We are not willing to obey the truth.
马丁路德甚至曾经讲错话，把加文叫做魔鬼。
Martin Luther even accused John Calvin as the devil.
后来加文讲什么话？
And then John Calvin says,
他把我叫做魔鬼。
Although he referred me to me as a devil,
我还是称他为我的师长，为我的导师。
I will still admire him and call him my mentor.
因为他是上帝的。
Because he is the servant of God.
后来呢，这个路德宗跟长老宗，就是归正宗，有什么事情没办法合起来呢？
What are the methods that segregated the Lutherans from the Presbyterians?
其中有好多条。
There are many things.
最重要的一条是什么？
The most important one.
就是路德宗认为，当圣餐正在举行的时候。
The most important one is that when the Lutherans believe in the Holy Communion.
不像天主教所说。
It is not like the Roman Catholics.
饼就真正变成耶稣死的时候的那个身体。
Who claim that the elements actually become the body of Christ?
这叫变质说。
This is called the transconfiguration, transubstantiation.
Yeah, 马丁路德马丁路德不是。
Martin Luther says no.
根本不相信就
transubstantiation.
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 他不接受这个。
He would not accept.
他的 consubstantiation.
He said it's corn.
什么意思呢？
What does that
就当祝福了以后呢？
It means that after the blessing,
耶稣那个受苦的身体就在这里同在。
The suffering Christ is together with the element.
这个不是变成。
It is not become the body of Christ.
耶稣的身体就同在这一块饼干的里面。
But the suffering Christ is with the element.
加尔文说不是。
John Calvin said no.
也没有变成身体。
It didn't change.
那个身体也没有在这里。
The body of Christ is also not there.
我们接受的时候。
When we accept the bread.
我们用信心接受耶稣的身体。我们用信心看见他在我们中间。不是这个饼变成。
With faith, we witness His presence, not that the bread has changed.
所以有关于圣餐的理论。
So all these doctrines about the Holy Communion.
其实有四种思想。
There are four different theories.
第一种是变质。
The first one is transubstantiation.
一种是同质。
One is the co-substantiation.
两个都没有，只不过是象征。
Another one is just symbolic.
那是Zwingli一个很伟大的改教。
From Zwingli.
但是改归正宗的看法是不一样的。
But reform understanding is different.
也没有变成耶稣的身体。
We say it doesn't change to the body of Christ.
耶稣也没有同在那里。
Or be co-present with Christ.
也不能把这个当作象征。
It's not also just a symbol.
只能是因为神的儿子要我们纪念他。
We can only say because the Son of God wants us to remember Him.
祝福了以后。
So after the blessing.
我们用信心的眼睛看见主借助这饼在。我们中间
with the eyes of faith we can see that God Jesus Christ is present in the communion
相信从全本圣经总言之归正宗的解释是最对的
I believe that from the general principles of the Bible the reform understanding is most correct
这些伟大的改教家
but all these great reform leaders
他们用很客气很有礼貌的态度辩论
with a very generous attitude they actually debated
加文跟一个天主教的神父 交战必战的时候
，John Calvin when he debated with a Roman Catholic priest，
他总是说很有学问的，我说尊敬的某某神父。
He always said the learned priest, the honored priest，
根本不是用泄气冲动来辩论。
He did not debate in anger，
他用礼貌
，very courteous，
他用规矩。
With rules,
来对那个神父说
with manners,
我不能接受辩者说
He says I cannot accept the theory of
transubstantiation. 如果我认为耶稣的身体饼干又变成耶稣那受死的身体，表示他今天又在死一次，对我来说这不是纪念耶稣，这是给再把他钉一次十字架。
Because if the element is transformed, then Jesus has to die again.
今天他又在死，身体又在这里。
He died again, and his body is there again.
那么这是亵渎，这不是圣餐。
This is blasphemous.
Blasphemous. 他用很重的话。
So he used very stern language.
说尊敬的神父。
So he said, my respected priest.
我盼望你了解我为什么不接受。
I hope you understand why I would not accept.
改教运动是一个很伟大的运动。
Reform movement is a very great movement.
改教家没有私仇公报的这件事。
The reform leaders are not selfish and seek vengeance. 改教
家没有出风头的这个动机。
They did not have a motive that will bring them great pride and
fame. 改教家不是用血气之勇来奋战乱讲。
And they did not fight just because they were impatient.
引经据典。
They actually always refer to the Bible.
字字精准。
With every precise verse.
句句谦恭有礼。
With great humility and manners.
要把真理讲清楚。
To explain the truth.
把教会带回神给我们纯正的信仰。
To bring the church back to the pure truth of God.
我相信这几天你听了。
After you hear these few evenings,
你会很受感动。
You will be inspired by God.
我们的这个树林的先圣先贤
，Because all these spiritual ancestors of ours,
为我们征战铺平了这条道路，我们今天才成为这种基督徒。
Have fought so hard for us to do today.
我们有很多人真是一点不明白他们的事。
So many of us really do not understand that.
所以归正精神一定要传下去。
The reform spirit therefore must be preached.
归正运动一定要动起来。
And the movement must be initiated.
归正的征战不可停止。
The battle cannot stop.
明天我要告诉你。
Tomorrow I will tell you.
为什么归正福音运动不是单单归正运动？
Why we use the word reform evangelical movement, not just reform movement.
我特别加上去。
This is something that I've coined.
明天我再告诉你。
Tomorrow we will continue.
那今天我就到这个地方。
We will stop here this evening.
现在已经十点了。
Already 10 o'clock. Many of you.
好，现在我们要这个给你们解答问题。
Now we have the question and answer session.
有一个很重要的问题。
There was a very important question.
加文也是一个曾经杀过人的人。
John Calvin was a person who has killed someone.
他跟天主教有什么不同？
So there's no difference between him and the Roman Catholics.
意见不同的，他要把他烧死。
He burned someone who had a different opinion.
那我们为什么要跟他走一条路呢？
So why would we follow his teachings?
你是完全误会了。
You are mistaken.
加文在日内瓦的时候
，When John Calvin was in Geneva,
异端的领袖
，There was a heretical leader.
在日内瓦以外被天主教判处死刑。
Who was executed outside of Geneva by the Roman Catholic Church.
这个人不信三位一体的上帝。
This person did not believe in the triune God.
到处破坏圣经。
And he was destroying the Bible.
到处摧毁基督徒的信仰。
And destroying faith of the Christians.
天主教徒就判他要用火烧死。
The Roman Catholics judge him and punish him by death by fire.
但这个人是老奸巨猾。
But this person was very cunning.
他想天主教很不喜欢加文，而加文在这个日内瓦，天主教没有办法来碰他。
He knows that John Calvin was in Geneva and the Roman Catholics couldn't get him.
所以他就跑，就溜走，就跑进日内瓦来。
So he escaped into Geneva.
他这样以为他就安然，就没有事情。
He thought that he would be safe from persecution.
日内瓦又在教导异端，告诉人家不是三位一体的上帝。
And again in Geneva, he started to teach his heretical teachings.
日内瓦的议会就把他抓起来。
And the council arrested him.
抓起来了以后，就要决定怎么样处理这个事。
They wanted to decide what to do.
把他送回天主教去烧死吗？
Should they send him back to the Roman Catholics to be burned?
日内瓦的监牢呢？
Or to jail him in Geneva jail?
太过破坏很多人的信仰。
This person was very destructive.
我昨天对你讲，天主教有异教徒裁判所，这个叫 Inquisition。
Yesterday I said that they had an Inquisition.
他们有两种。
Two types.
一种是反正跟他不同的，他就烧死他。
One is that they will burn anyone who has a different opinion.
包括两种人。
Including two types.
真正 破坏基督教信仰的，他们一定要对付他。
Those who will destroy Christian faith.
第二
，secondly，
找到真正基督教信仰，但是跟天主教不一样，他也要杀死他。
They also want to kill those who found the true faith but are different from them.
John Hus 被烧死的时候
，So when John Hus was burned，
他的教义完全是圣经的。
His teaching was biblical.
天主教就烧死了两种人。
So they burned two types of people.
一种就是真正基督教的仇敌。
One are true enemies of Christianity.
一种是妨碍天主教面孔的人。
The others are those who are against Roman Catholicism.
一种人是对的。
So the first type is correct.
第二种人是不对的。
Not the second.
那么这个要被烧死逃到日内瓦的人叫做什么呢？
This person who escaped to Geneva.
这个叫做 Saventus.
His name is Saventus.
这个人到了日内瓦的时候，
When he reached Geneva,
他就照样破坏三位一体的道理。
Again, he destroyed this the triune God.
以为在这里逍遥法外，天主教没有办法处理他。
Because that was a place the Roman Catholics would not go to.
后来呢，日内瓦议会把他抓了以后，
After the Council of Geneva caught him,
处死他。
They wanted to execute him.
开了很多次的会议。
After many meetings,
然后去请教加尔文。
They asked John Calvin,
我们怎么样处理这个人？
What would we do with this person?
加尔文劝他悔改。
John Calvin said, make him repent.
真的悔改。
If he repents,
离开他错误的教义。
And it's against his heretical teaching.
我们可以不要处死他。
We will not execute him.
但是他一定不要悔改。
But this person refused to repent.
最后加尔文说，
In the end, John Calvin said,
照着天主教判他的死罪。
Based on what the Roman Catholics had done,
他是教导人错误教义的。
He is to be judged because he taught the wrong thing.
道出妖言惑众。
And he had been destroying the faith.
给他机会不肯悔改。
He would not repent.
我们就可以处死他了。
So we will execute him.
所以这是加尔文一生中间一次，他用他的赞同叫 Saventus 被烧死。
This was the only time John Calvin agreed to the execution.
反对改教运动的人。
Those who are against the Reformation,
趁着机会胡闹。
Will use this opportunity.
加尔文反跟他不同的，他也把他烧死，一样的一丘之貉。
To say that John Calvin is like the Roman Catholics, they will go execute those who are against him.
绝对讲错话的。
But this is absolutely wrong.
新加坡政府处死了很多贩毒的人。
And the Singaporean government has executed many drug
traffickers. 新加坡政府是犯罪吗？
Does that mean that it's a sin?
替天责罚的人都是神许可的，不是犯罪。
But God allowed people to execute based on heavenly will.
当时日内瓦不但是教义的中心。
At that time, Geneva not only is the center of the doctrine,
也是一个行政的中心。
It is also administrative center.
他们有法律来对付犯罪的人的权柄。
They have the authority to use the law to punish those who broke the law.
上帝赐给政府的权柄。
This is the authority that God gave to the government.
当时不但是一个改教家。
Not only was John Calvin a reformer.
行政的地位里面是有身份的人。
And he was a person who was an administrator.
所以你不要随便混为一谈。
So do not mix the two together.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这样呢，你看见彼得曾经吩咐亚拿尼亚倒下去，因为他说谎，他就死。你不能怪彼得杀人。
And Peter actually commanded Ananias to fall because he lied, and Ananias died.
Sapphira 也死。
Sapphira also died.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为每一个初期的改革需要很严谨的执法。
The early stage of the Reformation needs stringent punishment.
律法赐下的那一天，
When the law came,
摩西说，
Moses said,
你们要杀你们的弟兄。
You are to slaughter your brothers.
十二支派中间，
Among the 12 tribes,
立位支派的人就为耶和华发心，把那些拜牛犊的其他的他们的弟兄把他杀3000个人。
The Levites killed 3,000 of their own brethren because they worshipped the golden calf.
信耶稣升天以后，
After Jesus ascended into heaven,
有一些说谎不诚实的人，
There were people who lied and were dishonest in the church.
上帝许可这一个，彼得就吩咐他们倒下去，他们就死了。
And the Lord allowed Peter to command that these two persons die.
改教的时期。
During the Reformation,
大家回到纯正的信仰。
When people returned to the pure faith,
如果日内瓦很姑息这个乱传异端妖言惑众的人存在，那么改教一定失败。
Reformation will fail if Geneva did not have tolerated this heretic.
所以神许可日内瓦议会接纳了加尔文最后的谏言，把这个史芬图斯把他杀死。
And so God allowed that the council execute Saventus based on John Calvin's advice.
纯正信仰传到今天。
And the pure faith is with us today.
1920年的时候，
In 1920,
在这些历史里面发生一件事情。
Something happened in philosophical history.
完全很枯燥的哲学书变成 bestseller.
A very boring philosophy book become a bestseller.
因为写的人相当有智慧，有一点用故事式的题材来描写。
The author was very clever, using some kind of fiction device to write.
这个人叫做 Will Durant.
This person's name is Will Durant.
他跟他的太太 Ariel Durant 两个人合写了一些很伟大的文学著作，这个文化著作。
He and his wife wrote very great books.
那么这个人讲一句话。
And he said,
加尔文所写的 Institute of Christian Religion is one among 10 books that changed the history of mankind.
加尔文的著作是人类历史里面最重要的十本著作之一。
改变人类历史十本著作里面的一本。
And most important in changing human history.
所以我告诉你。
So I tell you this.
智慧的人总以智慧为师。
A wise person will think of wise things.
小人常常从一些呢不关痛痒的事情去攻击伟大人的人格。
But a despicable person will attack a great person using trivial things.
求上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord help us all.
接下去还有一些问题。
There are some other questions.
我要很严肃的跟你们来讨论一下。
I want to discuss with you solemnly.
这里有一个问题说。
One of the questions says.
有了旧的心智。
When I have a heart that understands this.A spirit of desire.
怎样为归正福音运动献一份力呢
？How can I contribute?
怎样装备呢
？How do I equip myself?
中国有一个牧师叫做赵宗辉牧师。
In China, there is a Reverend 赵宗辉。
他年轻的就发现归正运动在中国很重要。
When he was young, he discovered reform movement is very important.
奉献自己。
So he gave up himself.
他做什么书呢
？What did he do?
把西方最伟大的归正神学的书籍一本一本翻译成中文。
He translated important reform books from the West into Chinese.
做多久你知道吗
？How long did he do this?
他不是口头讲讲而已。
He didn't just talk about it.
他每天早上七点起来开始翻译，到下午两点，翻到整个头要爆炸一样，才是吃饭才去睡觉。这样做五十年。
Every day he translated from 7 to 2 before he would rest. He did it for 50 years.
你怎么要参与归正运动？
I want to join the reform movement.
下个礼拜唐牧师不来，我代替他讲道，不是这样。
Next week, Dr. Tong is not here. I'll preach for him. No, not like this.
我告诉你
I tell you this.
我现在做归正运动的领导人
As the leader of the Reform Evangelical Movement.
在你们中间差不多第七年的每个礼拜来你们中间讲每一段圣经的解释都是用归正的精神跟原则来讲解的
I've been preaching to you for 7 years. Every passage based on Reform Spirit.
请你告诉我我讲的哪一篇是违背整个归正系统不广大精细的那一个原理的你告诉我
Can you tell me which passage is not preached according to the reform principles?
千年大业不是一朝一夕可以建根基的事情
A great work is not built suddenly overnight
你既然有科目
If you have this desire
真正要献身归正运动
And you really want to participate in this
你先下功夫研究归正神学
First you must equip yourself and understand reform theology
建立归正信仰的架构
To build up a reform structure.
不通的东西一本一本去找出来，弄到全部精通以后。
When you are not know, you do not know something, you got to go and study.
你可以帮助别人。
And then you can help others.
你说我等精通我就死了怎么办呢
？Maybe I will die when I study so much.
把好的书介绍给人。
So you introduce good books to others.
你做更多福音的工作。
And do more work for the gospel.
所以传福音是比较简单的介绍工作。
To preach the gospel is an easier thing to do.
建立信仰架构是比较复杂的长期工作。
To build on your theological structure takes a longer time.
这七年以为我每个礼拜来新加坡来走走来多讲一次道去增加一次聚会，不是的。我正在建造一批有归正架构思想信仰的人。
For 7 years, I'm here not for fun, but to build up people with theological structures.
等到有一天
，Until one day,
神感动我说我不来了。
God inspired me and said, I will not come anymore.
我一讲了以后我就不来了。
Once I declare that, I will not come.
现在还没有那个时候。
The time is not here.
那个时候我就呼吁你们了。
At that time, I'll call you.
你们听了这么多以后，现在轮到你们去建归正教会。
You have heard so much, now it's your time to move.
你要建归正团体。
You have to build a reform fellowship.
主有引导，你就要勇敢做到死。
If God guides you, you must do this boldly till you die.
归正的精神可以传下去。
That the reform spirit will be inherited further.
要怎么装备呢
？How do I equip myself?
你要好好研究，读一些归正神学的书。
You need to study and understand reform books.
那我劝你两套书。
There are two sets.
一套是西方的神学书。
One is from the West.
比如说，这个是 Louis Berkhof 的。
For example, the theology of Louis Burkhoff.
它是系统神学。
Systematic theology.
或者是 Cornelius van Til.
Or van Til.
那叫做副教学。
Apologetics.
或者早一世纪的 Charles Hodge.
Or Charles Hodge.
啊，或者这些其他的归正神学的书。
Or from Reformed theologians.
这个是西方的。
These are from the West.
另外，到你可以读我的台北神学讲座，一共有19本已经印出来的书。
The other hand, there's 19 books that I have done in Taipei.
神论、基督论、启示论、三一论、福音论等等。
Doctrine of God, Doctrine of the Triune God, and all these major doctrines.
这个就是要建立整个基督教信仰归正的系统。
These were meant for building up of the reform structure.
如果还不够的话，
if this is still not enough,
你到神学院去读书，
you can go to the seminary.
新加坡的神学院没有一个是纯归正的神学院。
But in Singapore, not a single seminary is a pure reform seminary.
三一神学院是几个宗派一同建立的神学院。
Trinity Theological College is built by many different denominations.
走的路线不是归正的路线。
It does not move on the reform lines.
新加坡神学院是一个福音派的神学院。
Singapore Bible College is evangelical.
里面有一些归正的讲师。
There are some reform lecturers.
整体说不是完全走归正路线。
But strictly speaking, not totally reform.
所以你自己装备是可以的。
So you need to equip yourself.
有归正架构，有你进到什么神学你不必怕，就是进到失败神也不必怕，因为你用这个架构去里面为主发光。
But if you are structured yourself, you are not going to be afraid of any seminary.
新加坡有你的训练基地吗？
Do you have a training base in Singapore?
我每个礼拜来讲的这个讲解大会就是我的训练基地。
This in itself is our training base.
我们是用解经的方式来训练你们。
But we train the people with expository preaching.
除非像这几天的这种讲座，就用专题来训练你们。
With the exception of this sort of special message this few evenings.
请问你对 G12 国际大会门徒训练有什么意见？我不知道他们的内容是什么。
What do you think about G12? I do not know what's your content.
G12 是不是跟印尼的那个 Alex Abraham 有关系的？
不是，他是从南美洲来，但是大致上是相似的，
差不多同一个系统的。
Same type of system.
也就是呢，就12个门徒就用 G12 12个数目来训练。
It's a multiplication of 12.
那我告诉你，这个是花样百出。
This is very fanciful.
从前呢？
In the past,
大家是跟着赵永基走。
Everybody follow Paul 赵永基。
可能慢慢慢慢感到已经过时了，就跟着赛克走。
And then they follow Sike.
Kriang Sak.
Kriang Sak.
就是澳这个泰国的，也慢慢慢慢就跟着 Ortiz 走。
Then follow another person.
也慢慢慢慢就跟着黄建雄走。
And then Lawrence Kong.
Lawrence Kong. 后来庞建雄跑去演魔术了，你就不跟他走了。
那 you don't want to follow him because now he do magic show.
因为他花样演完了就演别的了。
So there is always some fancy thing.
后来现在很多人就很佩服现在那这个叫做什么？这个叫做
康熙
的康熙。
Now it's Reverend Gong Hi.
不是康熙大帝那个康熙。
Not the Emperor Gong Hi.
是另外这个康熙。
This other Reverend.
他的太太穿的衣服呢，露胸差不多像。不好的女人一样的。
And the wife wear very revealing clothes.
这个叫做牧师娘，叫做牧师。
And the wife of a pastor.
因为走世俗的道路，很多人可以喜欢，大家感到你这样也我也可以，那这是不是皆大欢喜吗
？Everybody is quite happy with such things.
Compromise quality in order to get the quantity.
这是一种对质的妥协来，对量的妥，对质的妥协来得到量。
绝对不要放低圣经的标准来迎合现代人的感受。
I will not lower biblical standards just to please the people.
我是要把神的道的批判能力提出来，把人提高到神要我们的标准。
What I want to do is to lift up men by the power of the word of God that we will fulfill God's standard.
所以 quantity 不多。
So the quantity may not be large.
我们的 quality 一定要保守。
But the quality must be preserved.
如果我卖五粒的钻石。
If I sell 5 pieces of diamond,
你卖3000个卡车的沙。
You sell 3,000 trucks worth of sand.
我不会因为你这么多卡车，我自卑感的。
I will not feel inferior because you have so many trucks.
因为我知道我在卖什么。
Because I know what I'm selling.
一个 Patek Philippe,
a Patek Philippe watch,
你卖到200万美金。
Have been sold for $2 million.
你卖1000个、10000个假表。
You go and sell 10,000 fake watch.
只有骗骗人罢了。
It's just faith.
所以 quality is quality, quantity is quantity.
所以质是质，量是量。
请你不要混乱。
Do not mix the two.
你听见你对新加坡不满意，我不明白。
You are not very satisfied with Singapore.
那表示你很满意新加坡了。
That means you are very satisfied.
你知道不知道满意有两个结果。
There are two results of being satisfied.
一个是知足常乐。
One is contentment.
一个是永不长进。
The other one is refuse to grow.
我告诉你，人会不满意，人就追求，不满意再追求，所以不满意可能是真正谦卑的一种积极的表现。
So dissatisfaction sometimes is a form of humility because we seek after greater things.
为什么会不满意呢？
Why will we be dissatisfied?
无限的向往。
We have the yearning for the infinite.
理想的要求。
We demand ideals.
人有最高的目的。
We have the highest goal.
所以我自己对自己是一直不满意的。
So I am not satisfied with myself.
如果我还可以做更多十倍的工作，我还要做。
I will do 10 times more things if I can.
没有人66岁每个礼拜还要坐差不多六七次的飞机。
Nobody will fly 6 or 7 times at 66 years old.
没有人66岁还一年要飞300次的。
Nobody will fly 300 times at 66 years old a year.
我不喜欢人来飞机场接我。
And I do not like people to come to the airport to get me.
我每个礼拜来。
Because I come every week.
所以呢，如果我一年来一次，你哇，去年这些过得很快哈、哦，你又来，欢迎你来，每个年来一次，人家很欢迎，每个礼拜来，人会咒诅你。
If you come every week, people will start to curse at you.
所以我自己找 bus.
So I will take my own bus.
自己赶路。
Take my own cab.
自己拉着皮箱。
Take my own baggage.
把真理传给你，你不能够感到乏味，因为我的东西是每一天都给你新鲜的东西。
But I preach the truth to you, and every message is fresh.
但是
，However，
我自己不厌其烦做很多苦、很重的工作，因为我从上帝面前立了约。
But because I have a covenant with God, I continue to work hard for Him.
所以呢，我不满意是正常的。
So it's quite normal for me not to be satisfied.
你很满意。
You are very satisfied.
可能也是正常的。
Maybe it's normal.
不过层次不一样。
But it's a different level.
我知道我的孩子常常不满意，不满意这个，不满意那个。
I know that my children is not satisfied with this or that.
但我也知道我从前养一只猫在家里，它每天满意。
But I had a cat, and the cat is very satisfied.
因为它的层次是猫。
Because it's a cat.
它只要有吃就满意。
They are quite happy with food.
新加坡人如果完全满意新加坡现在的情形，我告诉你，你就很危险。
If Singapore is quite happy with what we have now, you are in crisis.
有很多人参加我的聚会。
Many people join us.
他以为就是这样嘛，不错了嘛。
This is it. That's it.
哪里还有个牧师每个礼拜来，还有这么多人要听你，不错啦。
It's already very good.
那你去看我别地方工作好不好
？You can go and see other ministry that I have.
我这里圣诞节布道会1000多人。
When I have a Christmas gospel rally here, more than 1,000 came.
雅加达圣诞节布道会2场，11,500人。
But in Jakarta, we had 11,000 people.
那你很满意，因为你就在这种环境中不错啦。
But you are quite happy. There were quite a lot of people.
我是有比较的。
But I have a comparison.
也同样一个我。
The same Stephen Tong.
我知道今天是什么，明天是什么，你不知道。
I know.
因为天天一样。
What is today and tomorrow? The situation changes, but for you, every day is the same.
我那是你的自由，所以我对你也很满意，就是。
That's your freedom.
宗教改革把人带回教会圣经的轨道上。福音归正运动又尝试把我们带到哪里去？你这样还听不懂？
啊，对，被说了。
归正运动就是宗教改革精神的传下来。
Reform Evangelical Movement is an extension of the Reformation.
所以呢 ，we inherit the spirit of the Reformation.
我们已经继承了改教运动的精神。
Okay, in the Reformed theological wing, not in the Lutheran wing.
而且是在改教这个归正的系统里面，不是在路德宗的系统里面。
为什么呢？
Why?
因为路德宗的系统里面，人的行为后来还参与了，差不多有重要的成分。
Because in Lutheran thought, human action is still quite important.
所以我们看见了教文中的 consistency, comprehensiveness, 这些的东西呢，就使整个圣经的真理可以完全发挥出来。
And John Calvin is a lot more consistent and comprehensive.
如果说今天的教会又要再脱回的话，请问能不能列出类似马丁路德把定在教会99条的这个 thesis 呢？
If the church still like the old church,
每一个时代的脱回都是不一样的。
Every generation, people go out of the way, go wrong in a different manner.
马丁路德的时候没有灵恩问题。
In the era of Martin Luther, there was no charismatism.
马丁路德的时候没有那些圣笑运动的问题。
In the era of Martin Luther, there were no holy laughter.
所以马丁路德如果今天在这个世界上
，If Martin Luther is alive today,
他肯定 Toronto 不能说， 他自己会神经病。
He may go crazy after he see the Toronto Press.
在他时代做了他该做的工作，我在我的时代做了我该做的工作。
So he did what he need to do in his era. I have done what I need to do in my era.
对上帝负责任的这种责任感，是跟马丁路德对上帝负责任的责任感是一样的，不相上下。
The sense of responsibility I have towards God in this era is the same as that for Martin Luther.
我需要的勇气跟他是一样大的。
The boldness and courage I need is the same as that he needs.
我面对的困难没有他那么大。
The difficulties I faced was not as large as he had.
因为他在政治的逼迫下。
Because he was politically persecuted.
教皇的逼迫下。
Under the Pope.
在国王的逼迫下。
Under the Emperor.
国王勾结教皇，双方一同逼迫他。
And the King together with the Pope both persecuted him.
我没有这个困难。
I did not face this.
但我试过的困难，你们新加坡人根本不明白。
But my difficulties cannot be understood by you.
因为我在印尼还有回教的威胁。
Because in Indonesia, I'm threatened by the Muslims.
基督教在回教中间是极少数的一批人。
The Christians are the very minority there.
我建教会的时候。
When I build a church.
宗教部说有人告你，叫我们不要把准字给你。
The religious department said somebody filed a complaint that you are not to have a permit.
不是他们 complaint, accusing.
Accusation.
那么为什么呢？
Why?
因为你讲的道成为他们的威胁。哦，老实告诉你，叫我们不发准字给你的不是 不教徒，不是回教徒，是基督教里面一些的领袖。
He says that actually the people who accuse you are not the Muslim or the Buddhist, they are Christian leaders.
我的困难很多，你不知道。
So you know there are many problems I have.
几次有基督教领袖要被杀的名单里面，我的名字都在里面。
And in the blacklist of Christian leaders that are to be targeted, my name always appears.
这些根本不成为我害怕的原因。
But this will not become reasons for fear.
我的上帝是活的。
Because my God is living.
还有我做了这几十年工作。
I have served him for decades.
我已经对超过2500万人正面讲道了。
I have preached to more than 25 million people.
因为这48年半里面。
For the 48 and a half years.
带领过的机会超过28000次。
I have led more than 28,000 rallies.
最少的一次只有两个人听我讲道。
At its worst, only 2% heard me.
多数的时候是几百、几千个人听我讲道。
Most of the time, there were thousands of people.
最多的时候是一个晚上65000人听我讲道。
At its max, 65,000 people was at the rally.
这将近50年，有2000多万人听我讲道。
And so for the past 50 years, 20 over million people heard me.
我告诉你
，But I tell you this.
我的工作大。
My work may be grand.
要的费用多。
It needs lots of money.
我从来没有请。归正教会美国荷兰寄过一块钱来帮助我。
I have never asked foreign reform organization to support me financially.
从来没有去找过一个有钱人向他募捐请你帮助我，没有。
Or to look at a rich person and say, can you please help me?
出门步道从来没有向过印尼的教会拿过一张机票。
And when I go overseas, I never ask my church to pay for the plane ticket.
神给我的钱多过我需要的。
If God grants me more money than I need,
我以后会预备做一些很多很大的工作。
I will prepare for greater work.
因为这一生是主的，不是我的。
Because my life belongs to Him.
What kind of a church organization structure should regulate a reformed evangelical church? 怎样的系统、怎样的架构的教会才叫做归正教会？归正教会是长老会的一种形式。
The Reformed Evangelical Church actually follow Presbyterian structure.
智慧的这一种原则里面
，in the governance，
教会一共有三种。
There are three type of church governance.
Episcopal system.
The first one is the Episcopal system.
第二种叫做 Presbyterian system.
Second one is Presbyterian.
第三种叫做 Congregational system.
And congregational.
Congregational system 会众是最大的权威。
In the congregational system, the people holds the greatest power.
Episcopal system 建督是最大的权威。
Episcopal is built on the Archbishop or the Pope.
那么就 Presbyterian 是长老是智慧的权威。
But in the Presbyterian system, the elders are in charge.
长老会的系统。
So in the Presbyterian system,
Calvinistic system
is a system based on Calvin.
归正宗的系统是一样的。
And same with Reformed structure.
很多的大长老会已经慢慢走新派的道路。
But because many big Presbyterian denominations are becoming liberal.
一些很正统的归正的人士就继续用教文严谨的信仰来建立这个归正教会。
Some people will build their own Reformed church based on Calvin's teaching.
那么长老智慧什么意思呢？
What does it mean to have elders in charge?
就是有一些真正明白圣经道理。
It refers to people who truly understand the Bible.
灵性跟知识熟练到一个地步。
Spirituality and knowledge is so mature.
可以管治上帝的家。
That they can govern the house of God.
所以这些人就被按立做长老。
And these people are ordained as elders.
但有没有一些人不够资格做长老，被按立做长老的呢？
But are there people who are not qualified to be elders and yet got ordained?
这个名词翻译成长老，很多人以为要很长很老的就可以做长老。
Because in Chinese it sounds elderly and senior. Oh.
我旁边这个人呢是又不长又不老的。
This one is an exception.
他是长老，因为长老应当是明白真理、持守信仰、爱护教会。有很深的责任感来保守上帝的家的才可以做长老。
Only a person who understands the truth, have a heart for the people of God and are willing to defend the house of God can be elder.
他有守望的责任。
He is like a watcher.
教会的危机从那里来，他又看得清楚。
And be able to identify the crisis of the church.
顾全的作用。
At the same time, he's pastoral.
羊群受危险的时候，他又好好去照顾他们。
And protect the sheep when they are threatened.
他有惩戒的责任。
He has the ability to rebuke.
会有犯罪的时候，长老应当出来勇敢讲话。
When the members have sinned, he should stand forth and rebuke them.
这个长老会本来就有这个意义。
This is the purpose of Presbyterianism.
长老从哪里选出来的呢？
But how would you elect an elder?
长老不是因为你有钱就可以做长老的。
It doesn't mean that you are rich, you can be an elder.
那个不叫长老，那个叫做钱老。所以要从信仰。
You must come from faith.
的信。
From character.
侍奉。
From service.
品德。
From his ethical life.
教会里面的榜样。
From the example he says,
来选他做长老,
to select him as elder.
是这个 structure.
That's how it works.
I have a question. What does the Bible teach us about infant baptism? 这个跟这个讲座没有关系的。
This question relates to infant baptism.
但是我告诉你,
well, I tell you this.
上帝吩咐亚伯拉罕,
God commanded Abraham
给全家的人行割礼的时候,
to circumcise his entire family.
那是不明白什么叫割礼的婴孩也受了割礼。
The children who do not understand circumcision were circumcised.
仆人也受割礼。
And also the servants.
啊，新约的洗礼就变成代替了旧约的割礼。
The baptism in the New Testament took the place of circumcision of the Old Testament. Therefore,
圣灵降临那一天的时候
，On the day of the Pentecost,
彼得回答说
，Peter answered.
他们问我们要怎么行呢
？They asked, "What should we do?"
彼得说，你们要悔改。
He, Peter said, "You are to repent."
奉耶稣基督名受洗。
And be baptized in the name of Jesus.
洗去你们的罪,
to cleanse your sin.
你们就必领受所应许的圣灵。
And you will receive the promised Holy Spirit.
这应许是给你们, 你们的儿女, 以及一切住在远方之人的。
The promise is given to you, your children, and all who live abroad.
圣经虽然没有讲,
although the Bible is not explicit in this,
婴孩受洗的例子,
that children are baptized,
但圣经也没有讲,
but the Bible also did not say, 给
他们一家人施洗的时候是没有婴孩的,
that when Paul baptized the entire family, there were no infants.
所以当保罗在监牢里面,
when Paul was in the jail,
那一天晚上惊天动地, 整个门槛都整个裂开，整个就动摇的时候。
When the jail shook at that very evening,
连锁链都脱掉了。
And the chains broke away.
禁足吓死了，因为逃走一个囚犯，他自己会丧命。
The jailer was frightened because he would be killed if the people run away.
但是保罗不但没有逃走。
But Paul did not escape.
锁链开了。
The chains were open.
门都已经打开了。
The doors were open.
他很容易可以逃走。
He could have escaped.
保罗不是小人。
But he was not despicable.
不会做这种小人的动作。
He will not do this sort of despicable thing. He stood there.
禁足跪下来。
The jailer knelt down.
你可以跑，为什么不跑？
Why did you not escape? He asked.
你如果跑，我就死了。
If you escape, I'll be executed.
我谢谢你。
So thank you for not escaping.
这样的伟人。
Such a great person.
这样的圣者。
Such a saint.
这是我问你。
I ask you.
我要怎么做才得救？
What should I do to be saved?
保罗说。
Paul says,
你要信耶稣,
believe in Jesus.
你要信,
you must believe.
你一家要信,
your family must believe.
你一家得救的原因,
you and your family will be saved.
当信主耶稣, 你和你一家就必得救。
Believe in Jesus Christ, you and your family will be saved.
那个人就把全家带来给保罗洗礼了。
That person brought his entire family to be baptized by Paul.
有哪一个人敢说那一天受洗的没有小孩子呢？
Who dared to say that there were no infants? Back then,
你说圣经没有讲啊？
We say the Bible didn't say that.
圣经没有讲的就没有哈。
Does that mean that there isn't any?
圣经没有说的就可以哈。
Does that mean that if it doesn't have?
你的解经很危险。
So exposition is careful.
保罗说那一家的人受洗。
Paul says the entire family was baptized.
我相信那家人很可能有孩子，虽然没有说。
I do believe that possibly there is an infant there.
保罗说，我为基利斯布一家的人施洗。
Paul says that I baptize for people with seraphims.
我也不能说那家没有孩子。
I also would not say there are no infants there.
那么你说为孩子施洗是不是圣经的教训？
What is this from the Bible?
圣经从来没有拒绝孩子到主的面前来。
The Bible has never rejected children to Christ.
耶稣让孩子到我面前来。
Jesus said, "Forbid not the children."
虽然不是施洗
，although not for baptism.
上帝爱孩子
，but God loves the children.
旧约到新约是一样的
，consistent from Old to New Testament.
旧约的时候
，in the Old Testament,
上帝对约拿说
，God said to Jonah,
你这样向我发怒是合理的吗
？Is it right for you to be angry with me?
上帝审问理性主义者。
God will actually question this rational person.
那么这个人是什么？我就是向你发怒到死也是合理的。
And this person says it's reasonable that I get angry till death.
如果你是上帝，打他一巴掌，丢掉地狱就算了。
If you are God, just slap him and throw him into jail.
但是上帝还宽容理性主义乱辩论一场。
But God was tolerant.
啊，你要跟我辩论好。
So let's debate.
那天晚上
，That evening,
上帝叫一条虫把那个。白天遮他阴凉的蓖麻树，把它吃完了。
God sent a worm to eat up the tree that gave him shade.
吃完了以后
，After that，
更生气了。
Jonah was very angry. Why do you do all these things?
上帝用幽默回答他。
And God replied in humor.
这棵树不是你种的吗
？This tree is not planted by you.
你都没有种，现在不然不见了也没有损失了，反正不是你种的吗
？So there's no loss because it's not yours.
我很爱这棵树。
And then Jonah said, "I love the tree."
这样一棵树你就舍不得。
And Jonah, you treasure this one tree.
你知道吗
？Do you not know?
你以为有十二万个不能分辨左右手的婴孩，难道我舍得他们死吗
？In Nineveh, there is 120 people who do not know their left from the right. That means infants.
上帝爱小孩。
So God loves the children.
上帝要救小孩。
And He wants to save them.
大家说。那给婴孩施洗有什么错呢
？Is it wrong to baptize children？
你说圣经没有讲
，The Bible didn't say，
所以我不可以
，So I will not do this。
那么圣经讲什么呢
？The Bible says，
婴孩奉献
，to give of the children、
啊。这个比较好，因为圣经有的。
You say it's better, it's in the Bible。
那我问你
，I ask you，
为什么你反对婴孩施洗啊
？Why are you against infant baptism？
因为他还不能信吗
？Because they cannot believe。
圣经是信而受洗的。就彼得就他不能信，为什么要受洗呢
？Because they do not believe, why do we baptize them？
啊，他不能信哈、
哦。They cannot believe。
所以你不给他。
So you will not baptize。
那我问你，你奉献孩子给主的时候，他那时候有没有信心呢
？When you offer your child to the Lord, did they have faith？
他也没有信心，为什么把他奉献呢
？But why do you offer them？
因为他是主的嘛。
Because they belong to the Lord.
他们还没信，怎么会主的呢
？They have not believed how can they belong to the Lord.
怎么会主的呢
？They have not repented yet.
你说给婴孩受洗很危险，因为有大人如果他不信就。麻烦了。
You see, very difficult to baptize the young because later they do not believe.
换一句话说
，In other words,
婴孩受洗大了会变怎么办呢
？What will we do if we baptize a child but later they do not want to become a Christian?
我请问你
，My question is,
有没有大人受洗后来变的
？Are there adults that change after baptism?
有没有
？Are there?
更多啊。
And more.
啊，所以你不要用理性强词夺理。
So do not just apply your reason and logic in this way.
上帝爱孩子。
God loves the children.
耶稣说：“你们若不回转，像小孩子，不能进天国。”
Jesus Christ said, "Unless you repent and be like a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God."
所以，整个归正神学对婴孩受洗的基本神学原则是什么呢
？The fundamental theological basis for infant baptism.
我还没有信他，为什么他要救我呢
？I haven't believed in him. Why would he save me?
怎么会可以洗你呢
？How can I be baptized before I believe?
我告诉你
，I tell you this.
你成为属于上帝的人，不是因为你信。
You become children of God not because you have believed.
是因为那使你能信的。
Because of Him who had made you believe.
Not because of you that believe in Him. Not because Him that caused you to believe.
是因为他使你相信。
这个倒过来的。
It turned around.
就是恩典神学的次序。
And this is how the theology of grace comes in.
奥古斯丁说。
Augustine said.
我先祷告，他才把恩典给我呢。
Do I have received grace because I first prayed to him?
或者因为他把恩典给我，我才能向他祷告呢
？Or because he was gracious to me, then I can pray.
是哪一个先呢
？Which one comes first?
是上帝先给我恩典，我才能向他祷告。 我为什么会向他祷告，不向关公祷告？恩典吗？
Why do I pray to him and not 关公 but because of his grace?
所以是神先赐恩的。
His grace came first.
所以这样
in this manner,
因为上帝先赐恩。
Because God first gave grace.
我没有生出来，他已经拣选我了。
He already predestined me before I was born.
上帝先赐恩。
Because he gave us grace.
创世以前他已经拣选我了。
He selected me before the foundation of the world.
上帝先赐恩。
Because he first gave me grace.
我还在母腹里面他就拣选我了。
He selected me when I was in my mother's stomach.
哪里可以要等生出来要悔改要信主要奉献你？说你要奉献，好。我现在拣选你，不是他先拣选你，你才悔改。
He selected you first, that's why you repented.
所以婴孩受洗总原则是一样的。
The general principle of infant baptism.
这个总原则是什么
？Is this
the grace of God is prior to human response?
就是上帝的恩典在人的反应之前。
不是因为你反应了，他才给你恩典。
Not because you responded.
你才能反应。
He gave you the grace first.
所以呢，孩童还没有长大，还没有信心。
So before a child has faith and grown up,
上帝就恩典给他了。
God has given him grace.
这是怎么证明他上帝恩典给他呢
？How do you know that God has given him grace?
他跟别的婴孩不一样。
Because he is different from other child.
他是生在基督徒的家里。
He is born in a Christian family.
上帝把他安排在一个可以学习真理的地方，有父母教导，这个就是恩典。
God has given him grace that he will grow up in a place where his parents can teach him.
怎么可以说上帝给我的孩子是魔鬼的？
How can you say that the child belongs to Satan?
你说这是上帝赐的，是上帝的。
God has given to me the child. It belongs to God.
带到上帝面。
And I bring him before God.
但是这个呢，还不是真正的实际的地位。
But this is not a practical status yet.
直到有一天
，until one day，
他自己觉悟了。
He himself is conscious and believing God.
接受基督了。
And accept Jesus Christ.
实际上真正属于主。
Then he really belongs to God.
这两个层次。
So there are two different areas.
好，有没有别的问题还没有答的？What should you consider to be the most fearful enemy of the Reformed Evangelical movement is our own unfaithfulness.
我们自己的不幸或者不忠心是整个归正的最大敌人。
最大这个运动的最大仇敌就是走归正福音运动的人自己对上帝不忠心，这个是我们自己承认我们自己最大的仇敌。
We are our own enemy when we are not faithful to God.
我们自己不过圣洁的生活，参与圣工，我们是我们的仇敌。
When we do not live holy life and we want to do holy work.
我们自己说我们是归正福音，我们讲的都不归正不福音，那就是最大的仇敌。
When we say we are of the Reformed Evangelical movement, but we are neither Reformed nor Evangelical.
这个就是高举红旗反红旗。
You raise up the red flag, but you are against the red flag.
这个就是称为基督徒糊里糊涂。
This is becoming Christian, but leading a nonsensical life.
一方面叫做敌基督，一方面也是假基督。
On the one hand, you want to fight against the false Christ.
不是的 ，You are the fake Christ.
You are the fake Christ.
But actually, is the Antichrist.
But also Antichrist.
是反对基督的，怎么变成好像是基督的
？You look as if you are against Christ, but you look like you are Christ.
所以很可怕。
So it's very frightening.
所以最大的仇敌不在外面。
The greatest enemy is not outside.
在里面。
But inside.
到底有没有一些上帝的儿女现在寄宿在别的寄宿舍里面呢？
Could it be that the children of God is somewhere else?
有没有
Are there?
寄宿在回教堂里面。
Could that be in the Muslim
寄宿教佛庙里面
or in the Buddhist temple? Yes.
有没有真基督徒现在暂时寄宿在别地方？有没有啊
？Are there true Christians?
有没有
somewhere else?
有，你们从前就是，后来跑回来了。
You were like that in the past.
我现在有没有基督教的仇敌寄宿在教会里面
？What about the enemies of Christ? Could they be in the Church of Christ?
会不会就是你啊
？Could you be the one?
不要笑了啊！所以呢，谁是仇敌，谁是朋友，要分清楚。
We need to be clear who are our friends and our enemies.
毛泽东年轻的讲一句很重要的话。
毛泽东 said something very important when he was young.
革命主要的问题就是会分辨谁是仇敌，谁是朋友。
The most important thing of the revolution is to understand who are our friends, who are our enemies.
后来很可惜，毛泽东老了，疯癫了，他朋友跟仇敌都分不清楚了。
But in the end, he himself could not tell the difference.
那就麻烦了。
And then you have great problems.
教会也是如此。
This is a case for the church today.
好了，我别的问题就不回答了哈。
We will end here.
我们就到这个地方。